My name is Dr. Justin Coulson from happyfamilies.com.au. There's so many opportunities for us to work with our boys and help them to be who they really are, because the reality is our boys are soft and kind and caring. We just have a culture that keeps on pushing that inside them and bringing something much uglier out. And it's not really who they are. What that means, though, is that as a society, we need to be more accepting of boys across the spectrum, regardless of how they display their emotions. And then we also need to spend time helping them to gain the perspective of others. So let me go through a handful of ideas. Number one, when we see disrespect, we should just stop it at the start. We should stop it right there and say, hey, that was disrespectful. I wonder if you can think of a way that you might say that again in a way that's more respectful. And if they can't, then we give them some time to cool down, and then we go back to it later once they're not in that hot emotional state, and we work with them on it. And we say, we really value respect and we didn't get that then. Can we talk through that situation and try to work out how we can deal with it in that emotional situation? Number two, we need to be a really good example of it. There's no point saying, I demand that you respect me in this really disrespectful way. We've got to be a model of respect. Number three, I think we need to help boys to help others. We need to give them an opportunity to have empathy for others and to give them opportunities to serve and to look beyond their own immediate circumstances. Number four, I think that it would be really helpful if we got them out of bed and got them to start using their or. When they're in bed, they're in blame, excuse, and denial. Don't let them blame circumstances. Don't let them excuse disrespect. Don't let them deny that it even happened. Instead, get them using their or, out of bed using their or. Own it, be responsible for it, and be accountable. I got that in the wrong order, but ownership, accountability, and responsibility is using your or. When they do something disrespectful, make sure they own it. Make sure that they're accountable for it and help them to be responsible in the future. And more than anything, I think we just need to help them to take the perspective of others, to have some empathy for how it feels for a woman. Most boys don't think of that. They have no concept of what's going on for a woman when she feels disrespected, or a girl. And if we can help them to have that perspective by talking them through it, or helping them to have those conversations with girls who are willing to actually expose that part of themselves to a boy, then they will start to see things differently. They'll start to become much more respectful